So we discussed, so we recap what we discussed yesterday. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون. Till death reaches one of them, he shall say, Oh my sustainer, send me back. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا. I might do some good deed in that which I left behind. Never. إنها كلمة هو قائلها. It is merely a word that he utters. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Behind them is a veil till the day when they shall be raised. So when the unbelievers see death and they see the punishment that awaits them on the other side of death, then they will say, oh Allah, send us back, give us another chance. Let us try and do better. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say, no, there's no second chance. And even if I had to give you a second chance, you are lying to say you'll do better. You'll go back and you'll go back to your old ways. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And behind them is a veil. Barzakh means a veil. It separates this life of the world from the in-between phase, which is barzakh. Once you go into barzakh, you can't come back to the world. And then after barzakh is resurrection and akhirah. Then Allah says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ. Then when the trumpet is blown, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Neither will there be any kinship on that day, nor will they ask about one another. So when the trumpet is blown for the first time, this world will come to an end. When the trumpet is blown for the second time, that is when now barzakh ends and you go into akhirah. Then you won't be worried about who's your father, your mother, your son, your brother, your son, your daughter. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, father will run from son and son will run from father. Everyone will be worried only about themselves. They won't be worried about their relatives. And they'll be so occupied with their own worry that they won't ask about each other. Nor will they ask on the basis of kinship. Yes, there are different stages, right? So other verses of the Quran says, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They start to ask of each other. Apparently there's a contradiction, but in reality there's no contradiction. The one explanation is that they won't be able to save each other on the basis of relationship, but they'll ask other questions of each other. Or initially they won't be worried about each other. Later on, when things settle a bit, then they'll ask about each other. Yes, at a later stage, Your relationship can benefit you. That's on condition that you get into Jannah. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. So let's say you have a pious grandfather. He gets into Jannah, he's on a higher level. You get into Jannah, you're on a lower level. You'll get an upgrade so that you can be with him as a reward to him, not to you. But you have to be in Jannah. But you have a pious grandfather and you don't make it to Jannah, then that's a different matter. So initially, your relationships won't assist you in any way. Yes, at a later stage, once you're in Jannah, you can perhaps get an upgrade, or someone can intercede on your behalf, or the Hafidh will take so many people from his family into Jannah, as we know. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in some hadith has mentioned that all relations, be they of kinship or through marriage, shall be severed on the day of resurrection, except my relations, be they of kinship or through marriage. So those who are directly related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are excluded from the general rule. And when Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, it was for that reason that he married Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's granddaughter Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhuma, and he gave her 40,000 dirhams in dowry. See how he was worried about securing that benefit in the year after. So there's no contradiction, really. Allah says when the trumpet will be blown, no one will want to know each other, even if they are close relatives, and they will be able to benefit each other. Yes, when things settle, then perhaps to some extent they will ask questions of each other. And if they get into Jannah, the one can get a promotion because of the other, or the one can intercede on behalf of the other before that. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh says that when the trumpet is sounded for the second time, every man and woman from every century will all be resurrected. And a caller will say, this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Whoever has any rights to claim from him should come forward. Upon hearing this call, every person will wish that he could claim something from his own parents and spouses and children. That's the meaning of فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Or it could mean, according to Abdullah bin Abbas, that no one will boast about their lineage in this day. I mean, it was my father. You know, it was my son. It will mean nothing on that day. Yes, afterwards, they'll ask questions of each other. They could intercede also on behalf of each other. Initially, they'll be so overwhelmed by fear that who's your father and who's your mother will be of no concern to you. You will actually hope that you could claim from them before anybody can claim from you. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that will be the very frightening condition. فَمَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then he whose scales are heavy, he is successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. It is they who squandered their own selves, abiding in hell forever. So on that day, your good deeds have to outweigh your evil deeds. Your good deeds have to outweigh your evil deeds. Now, how will deeds be weighed? Different opinions are given in different traditions. Some say the person will be weighed, and depending on their good deeds, so you can get an obese unbeliever, but he won't tilt the scales in his favor. It will be against him. And you can get a thin believer, but the scales will be tilted in his favor. So the person will be weighed, but the actual outcome will be dependent on deeds. Others say the book of deeds will be weighed. All your book of good deeds on one side, your book of good deeds, evil deeds on the other side. Others say Allah will give a shape or a form to your good deeds, and a shape or a form to your evil deeds, and they will be weighed. And there are different traditions. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come with a small paper and put it, and it will tip your scale of good deeds in your favor, and that will be durood. Or one tradition says that something resembling clouds will be brought and put on the pan of good deeds, and will bring it totally down. And people will ask, what is this? It'll say, this was the knowledge that you imparted to others. The blood of the martyrs will be weighed against the ink of the scholars, and the ink of the scholars will outweigh the blood of the martyrs. So weighing will take place. How exactly? Different opinions. And it could be that all, you know, some Allah will weigh them physically, some Allah will weigh their book of deeds, and some Allah will give a shape or form. It could be that all three options could be at play, but Allah knows best. However, there will be an outcome to the weighing of the deeds. May Allah grant us the understanding.